Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Andy, they canceled the YB commercial, man. Concert.
How come?
I don't know.
Well, they had the first one the other night, right? And then there's a day off, and then there's supposed to be another one tonight.
Man.
I heard he got the key to the city.
I heard they didn't.
Oh.
Yeah, but how they gonna cancel the concert?
I don't know.
Something go wrong. If you out there, y'all let us know, did something go wrong?
They know. Yeah. Somebody out there
knows. They know. Yeah. Like, I know why they go down to Chicago. I understand that. But... you know, I'm in these streets connected.
I know. Yeah, you.
But
you're dialed in.
Dialed in. I'm not dialed in this time. I wonder why they canceled it.
I hope someone can tell us. I mean, I hope you get your money back. That's not a cheap ticket.
Hell no, I wouldn't.
You know? That's too bad.
Yeah, dog. But yeah, that sucks. If you're in town and you're riding around in your Uber trying to get your ass back to the airport. Sorry.
My wife took one of those. They Ubered from their hotel to the app game last Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
To be responsible. And they got one of those ones that doesn't have a driver.
I'm not messing with them.
Yeah, I don't want to get in one of those.
I'm sorry. And, yeah. I see a lot of them now, too.
Yeah, I think it's called a Waymo or something like that.
Yeah, I'm
no,
not
thanks.
Doing it. Yeah, because when we were going to over there with the Hawks on Wednesday, like one passed me, another one was at the light when I was turning.
They're all over the place.
And it just freaks me out.
Freaks me out,
this
too.
This dude is at just turning like and ain't nobody in the car. I don't know, man. I just ain't with it.
I agree.
I just ain't with it, man.
They said they didn't really like it either.
Yeah, this is weird.
It is weird.
It's a weird thing to be sitting there and ain't nobody over there. Ain't nobody over there. And that just, like, what if, like, how good are the brakes?
No.
What if you're on Peachtree and a deer run out?
Right.
Yeah.
Or a million other different things.
Yeah.
What if you just like having a driver, you know?
That's what I'm saying.
Like you like having a human.
Yeah. I'm going to try it, though.
I'm pro-human.
All the way. I'm going to try it, though.
Some of the best people I know are
Have
humans.
You done it, Bo?
I have not.
Okay.
I don't take cab. I only see them down here.
Yeah, that's why I said I'm going to try it one day.
Well, what would you do if an Uber just shows up at your house and doesn't have a human in it?
Give me a different one, please.
Give it on its way.
Yeah. Can you opt out of it, I would assume.
I think if you on the app, I think you can.
Is that an Uber?
It is, yeah. Uber will send you one of those.
Oh, I thought it was a different type brand or something.
Now, I think there are some cities that have that as a specific option. Like you can just get a Waymo. But I think in Atlanta, if you order an Uber, it can be a Waymo.
Oh, gotcha.
But yeah, I would just, whatever box I need to check to human, please.
Yeah. Let me get that.
Ideally, I like older Uber drivers that want to tell me stories about stuff. I love a chatty Uber driver.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, no.
I love them.
Oh,
I love
no.
them. I love a chatty
oh,
Uber
no.
driver.
Oh, no.
I know.
A lot less
kind
fees,
of guy
though.
I don't mind.
It is cheaper.
I'm not, like, against a chatty Uber driver, but. Mm-mm.
I know. You're not the chat type.
Yeah.
I am. Mm. I like to sit next to people on the airplane, talk to them.
Yes.
I love to get to know the Uber drivers. You learn a lot about people. I met this lady from Memphis.
Uh-huh.
Her son's still there.
Yeah.
He's a really good football player, but he's kind of, you know, the streets are calling him. I'm rooting for him, man. He's maybe going to take the easy way out, but she doesn't want him to. But he wants to stay in Memphis because that's where his dad's at, you know? She wants him to come to Atlanta.
Okay.
Yeah, well, so she told me all that. So now I'm...
How long was the damn trip?
I don't know. 5 minutes?
Oh, it's like, how long was the damn trip?
It doesn't
trip?
Take me long to get there with people, man.
Oh, my God.
I got a trustworthy face.
Yeah, but... Again, I'm cool with it. I tell you this. I don't ever initiate.
I see where they're at. Yeah, I'm not going to go in there and start spilling my guts. If they don't want to talk to me, that's fine.
Right.
But if they start talking, I'll start talking back. They'll hear about my kids, too.
By the way.
Another biting incident.
Damn it, Jack.
Yeah, streets are calling him, too. Let's get to an NFL know-it-all. Same kid.
Are they going to suspend Jake?
daycare's closing. They're shutting the daycare down.
Are you serious?
Yeah, not because of Jack biting kids. But yeah, like the lease is up at the daycare, and they don't want to renew it, I guess.
So when?
Next month.
So you have to find a new place.
Yeah, we found one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we found one. But daycare's over.
Close to the house?
You believe that? Not as close as this one.
Oh, damn.
This one's on. You can't find a daycare closer than this one. We practically live in this daycare. But yeah, no, got to find a new one. Anyway, NFL no huddle every single day to kick off the noon hour. Let's start with Raheem Morris talking about Jalen Walker.
It's kind of funny, shown probably more than what you would think from a first-year player. We always talked about this last year, how much easier it is to play on the edge as opposed to being just thrown in there right from the beginning in the interior. But being on the edge, you know, I thought he would be right away a contributor when it came to rushing the passer and doing some of those different things. Obviously, being able to utilize him and some of the things we walk him around and do some of the backer-like things when I'm dropping or rushing through the B-gaps from a stand-up position or some of that type of stuff. But he's really thrived at playing rundowns and being able to go out there and stop the run and set the edges and do some of those different things in the run game in the early D&D. That really kind of shocked us. His strength, his center of gravity, and his ability to set the edge and really shot block and escape people and get off blocks and make tackles has really shown up in a major way. Where I knew it would, just didn't know it would show up this quickly.
Yeah, I mean, he's a damn Georgia Bulldog.
He's
edge player.
Right.
They're going to set the guy at the damn edge.
He's a Kirby-era Georgia defensive lineman.
They're going to set the edge.
He's a smart player, plays his ass off, physically
plays
gifted.
Plays hard. The pass rush is going to get there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can't let everything else go away because that aspect. And he's rushing. But yeah, and I saw a couple of clips. I mean, he's outmanned. He's the guy to the strength side with the wing, with the tight end and the wing, and he just whipping Nate ass.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't think he was responsible for any of the Josh Allen sacks.
But he
was in his face.
Oh yeah, he flushed him.
Yeah,
a
couple times.
Yeah,
one of those interceptions was Jalen Walker hurrying Josh up and making him make a bad throw.
Oh, okay.
What happened?
So, we found out. This is from DJ Two Terms. He said they canceled it because of a song dissing Gucci Mane and Lil Baby. Can't have that. And some fights.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can't be coming in this town, LYB, and dissing Oz.
Coming in their town and talking bad about him?
You can't come in dissing Oz.
So they didn't give him the key to the city?
I don't know.
Okay. That's a weird rumor.
It is.
That's a weird one to be disputed. Like, that's pretty – normally we know, you know, when someone gets that. You can't give a guy a key to the city. He's coming here talking about those guys. Those are Atlanta's own.
Yeah. But no,
be doing that.
It's okay. It's all right. We'll figure it out. Nothing. I got a funny text that we talked about.
Okay. we're
waiting.
That was always going to happen. All right. Let's hear Alvin Kamara say he's not leaving New Orleans.
I don't want to go anywhere, you know, and I've said it countless times. Y'all know that. I think everybody knows that. The fan base knows that. And at the end of the day, it's business, you know. So, you know, I don't go upstairs and I don't have an office upstairs.
Yeah,
I got an office in Charlotte at NASCAR, but I don't got an office upstairs, so I don't really sit in those meetings and I don't really know what happens up there. I just gotta, you know, keep my head down and, you know. I don't know. If I was a GM, I guess I would go to the player and be like, "Hey, we're trading you, just so you know." So if Mickey come downstairs and say that, then I'm gonna go drink a pina colada.
All right, he's happy there.
Yeah. If you happy, he's comfortable. He loves New Orleans.
Yeah.
Then
you can't put a price on happy.
You can't put a price on happy. Say that one more time.
Yeah. Now, he also has a nice big contract.
Yeah.
So
he's paid. But I think the biggest thing is that, you know, he seems like he's one of them dudes that just he don't want to leave before it gets good. Because he was there with Drew Brees.
Yeah, he was at the very end of it being pretty good.
Yeah.
And he's like, that was really fun.
That was fun.
And now it's obviously,
it's a damn disaster.
It's not great. They play the Bears tomorrow. Bears have a chance to win four in a row. Saints won one. Maybe they'll win. Jags Rams kick us off tomorrow at 9:30, Wembley Stadium, London. If we know anything about those games, it probably isn't going to be pretty.
Yes. I'll tell you this, man, Andy. Is this the last London game?
God, I hope so.
Oh, God, I hope so.
I know the
Falcons got to go over there and everything.
I know they do. I wish they didn't.
The thing with Jacksonville is that we keep saying, I mean, they had the great win against the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. Come back, lose last week to the Seattle Seahawks. Yeah. Can they get it back going?
No Puka.
I just saw that he's going to be out with the ankle injury. I don't know what to make of this game.
Ooh. You know what else is a stinker?
What's that?
Dolphins-Browns.
I don't even want to talk about that.
Yeah,
man.
All right. Patriots-Titans. Vrabel's going to try to score 1,000.
I think he's going to try to put the foots all up in them.
I think so, too.
I mean, I knew he talked about, you know, giving well-wish to Callahan and all those different things. He wanted to beat his ass. Y'all were playing, this is what you left me for? Like on Troy when he had Paris. This is what you left me for.
Panthers, Jets. Panthers have a chance to win 4 out of 5.
I'm
and
telling
get
you right
500.
Now, game ball, baby.
Oh, you think so? Okay.
Hey, here we go. It's been tough sledding, guys, but game ball.
Okay.
Aaron Glenn, first win.
All right, fair enough.
Yes.
Giants, Broncos. You get the Jackson Dart Cam Scataboo show back out there.
They are going to knock his. They're going to knock the hell out of Jackson Dart.
Yeah.
All right, because first of all, he plays into that.
He's got to stop leading with his head.
And then Cam Scataboo is going to be, you know, they're going to be knocking that.
He's
going to
try to run
through a wall and everything like that. the Colts going to L.A. to play the Chargers.
That should be a good one.
That should be a good one. The Chargers are all still banged up and everything, but I think that would be a good one. And the Cowboys hosting the Commanders.
Yeah.
But Dallas, this
Commanders
gonna be a
will probably
game.
Score a lot of
this
points.
Dallas gonna score points.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Dallas will score some points too. That should be a high scoring game. Over under is 54.5 in that one. Falcons 49ers, Sunday Night Football. We'll get some keys to that one coming up at 1:20. The Monday night game's actually really good. You got the Buccaneers and the Lions. Bucks 5-1, playing great football. A lot of the power rankings that came out this week have them at number one. Baker being talked about as an MVP. Lions coming off a loss under Dan Campbell are 11-0. So
yes.
They lost last week.
Yes,
so,
they did. I think the thing with the
and at home in that
and
one.
The Bucks. I saw Mike Evans is at practice.
Okay,
and so they're getting healthier at that standpoint right there. But I think Detroit, you know, they're still without a lot of their defenders. Also, the Houston Texans at the Seattle Seahawks.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Yeah.
Poor Houston.
Seahawks aren't good at home anymore.
Really?
Uh-uh. They've been incredible on the road. They're 1-2 at home this year. For whatever reason, the home field advantage that had been there in Seattle hadn't been. But, yeah, by Monday night, that city's really going to need the Seahawks to play well.
All right, man. Okay.
They're going
Stop
through
panicking.
It.
Stop panicking. Mom,
I'm not panicking.
Mom, I know you're out there. I know you're listening.
My mom's doing okay.
Oh, she's
My
okay?
My mom's doing okay. My
Ryan,
brother, not doing
relax.
Okay. Yeah.
Ryan,
and
relax.
Just all the people that I used to work with, I still follow on social media, whatever. Right. Meltdown City. They're talking about sacrificing Humpy. They're trying to grill.
They're gonna grill the whale.
They're gonna the salmon.
Oh, the salmon.
They're gonna grill them.
Yeah.
They're talking about like in Major League when they had to sacrifice a live chicken.
Oh, they're gonna do it, the live
they're
chicken.
Gonna do it to Humpy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.